Hi, this is a dictation for Eric Gordon, E-R-I-C-G-O-R-D-O-N. Date of birth is 7-8-1990. Date of service is 10-28-2025. The date of accident is 10-25-2025. The patient, Eric Gordon, presents with acute complaints of headache and pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders and both knees and right hand, and numbness and tingling pain in the right wrist. Some pain in the left hip is also reported. Most of the symptoms are more severe on the left side than the right. And he also injured his nose, possible fracture. There was a bleeding in the nose at the time of accident. The patient reports all of these symptoms are related to an automobile accident that happened on 10-25-2025. The details of the accidents are as follows. The patient was traveling as a passenger in the middle of the rear seat. In the middle, there were total three people. All of the people were traveling in the rear, and it was a lift car. At around midnight, 12 midnight on 10-25-2025, they were traveling in a Honda car sedan around in Detroit off McNichols and Interves, E-I-N-T-E-R-V-E-S-S. They stopped on a stop sign while another car was coming from behind and hit them on a high speed and ran away, and a hit and run accident. The damage was to the rear of the car, rear trunk, rear bumper, but the patient did not stop to take the pictures of the car. The police came to the scene, ambulance came to the scene. It was a hit and run accident. There was no loss of consciousness. Airbag did not deploy, and patient was not wearing a seatbelt. Regarding the injury, patient banged his head into the seat in front as well as the nose, which got injured and swollen and bleeding. But there was no other fractures, laceration, bleeding. There was some pain in the neck and the lower back after the accident, but there was no direct trauma. Neck whiplash possibly. And the patient was taken to the emergency room, Sinai Grace Hospital, for 4 hours. He was there, x-rays were done, and no other treatments were provided. No laceration was needed to be repaired. Regarding the history of presenting illness, patient has a headache, which is 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, occupying the front and the back of the head. And they're usually 8 to 10, 8 or 9. Constant, severe, they're not sensitive to light or noise. No nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura is reported. Additional symptoms of TBI, only there is a blurred vision of the left eye and loss of memory. And patient do not have any issues with the taste or smell or TMJ, no issues with the dizziness, vertigo, no ringing in the ear, no vision problems except blurred vision of the left eye, no loss of balance, no orientation problems, no focus problem. Further, patient do not have any saddle anesthesia, incontinence of the urine, bowel, no tingling, lightheadedness, no difficulty walking is reported, no anxiety, depression, panic is reported. Regarding the pain, patient has a constant pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, and both knees to the tune of 8 and 9. And they're described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, heart burning, aching, and heavy. They're 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected. 10, modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, standing, lying down, walking, and improved by nothing. Patient has had some x-rays at the Sinai Grace Hospital. And there is no numbness, tingling, or any weaknesses reported by the patient. Please review the records from the system review. No treatment has been provided. Please review the records for system for past surgical history, allergies, family history, employment, legal, and personal history, as well as the ADL and diagnosis tools. Regarding the physical examination, the patient is a 34-year-old African-American male with the height of 5'8", weight of 148, temperature is 97.1. Patient is alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, chorionicia. Hydration is good and well-nourished. There's no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. There's no acute anxiety or lethargy. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal, and patient is able to walk with the normal gait, non-antalgic. Rest of the exam is the same, except in the nose, you can mention that there is no fracture of the nose, no acute bleeding. The bridge of the nose is midline, and both the nasal nares are equal. Some tenderness is present. Neurological is normal. Musculature examination is normal. And musculoskeleton is as follows. Inspection palpation from template. Paravertebral muscle spasm from L1 to L5 is noticed. And tenderness of the left SI joint. With the positive fever and consultant test. There are some trigger points noticed at the paravertebral muscle. The trapezius and quadratus lumbar muscles are not in spasm. The range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 40, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 40, bilateral rotation is 50. While lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 20, bilateral side flexion is 20, bilateral rotation is 20. In maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain, cervical spine Hoffman sign was negative, Sperling sign is positive, and Lerman test is positive. Distraction test was negative, Soto Hall test is negative, thoracic spine slump test, Roos test is negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 20 degrees, CLR is positive, while CAMP test is negative, Brudzinski-Kernick test negative, and the Breger test negative, SI joint. Left SI joint is found positive, tender and positive fibro test, Gonsalon test, but the iliac compression, standing flexion, and distraction tests are negative. Extremities examination. Except for both the shoulders and right wrist and both knees, the rest of the extremities are found to be okay. Please use the template for them. So the shoulder joint on both sides is as follows. The left shoulder joint has more pain to the tune of 8 to 9. And while the right shoulder has a pain from 6 to 7. Both the shoulders can do 180 degrees without any pain. There is no motor weakness. Drop arm test negative. Anterior posterior apprehension test is negative bilaterally. Speed test, near test is negative. Hawk and Kennedy test is negative bilaterally. In the right wrist, there is slight tenderness in the wrist area, and there is a numbness and tingling of the first, second, and third finger. The felon test and a tinel sign is found positive in the right hand area. Indicating a carpal tunnel syndrome. Regarding the left hip has a slight tenderness locally on palpation and there is no swelling or spasm. Alignment is normal. Range of motion is normal at flexion extension 140 degrees. Rotation of internal extension is 40 degrees. No leg length discrepancy notice. Patrick sign, Trendelberg test, log roll, Ellie test, Thomas tests are all negative. In the knee joint, bilaterally, left knee joint has more pain around 9. Left knee pain has a pain like around 8. However, there is no scar, erythema, effusion, no tenderness, swelling is noticed. There is a collateral ligament laxity on both sides to the medial collateral ligament. But medial collateral ligament itself is not tender. Other than that, motor power is normal, valgus varus abnormality is absent, anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative, McMurray Steinman is negative, patellar apprehension is negative. Distally, the legs are completely normal, patient can walk reasonably well. Please review the diagnosis from diagnosis page, plan of care from the template, treatment plan. Patient is ordered a physical therapy to focus on the neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, both knees, right wrist, and carpal tunnel. 3 times a week with traction, massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKinsey program. Patient is ordered a disability for work, housework, replacement, and transportation. The medications are being provided for the patient are Celebrex, 200 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril, 10 milligram for anti-inflammatory for muscle relaxation. Acifex is provided for stomach protection. Neurontin is provided, 600 milligram twice a day for headaches and neuropathy pain, numbness of the right hand. Uh, Orenitram is provided for pain relief, 50 milligram PRN, lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. The patient will be seen in 15 days' time. The medical records are being ordered from Sinai Grace Hospital. Non-pharmacological modality, home exercise plan, referred to psych and fitness club are all okay. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care case worker is not required. Investigation, none are being ordered. DNA, patient will be provided with a neck brace and a back brace and a tense unit. Education, yes. Follow visiting 15 days in direct contact, yes. Thank you.